The commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks wrapped up 2 days of emotional testimony in New York City about the emergency response at the World Trade Center. The bipartisan panel intends to make recommendations this summer about what steps New York and other communities can take to better respond to any future attacks. Yesterday, the panel heard from former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. He vigorously defended the city's actions. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The former mayor's testimony came after a day of sharp criticism of the city's performance on September 11th. Commissioners praised the heroic work of first responders, but said they were hampered by poor communications and a lack of coordination. But Giuliani recounted the overwhelming horror of that morning when two planes crashed into the Twin Towers. He said he and other city officials were making their way down to the site when he looked up and saw a man hurling himself from what appeared to be the 100th and second floor.
I was in shock. I said to the police commissioner that we're in uncharted territory. We've never gone through anything like this before, and we're just going to have to do the best that we can to keep everybody together and keep them focused.
And he said that's what in fact happened. He admitted that communication systems became overwhelmed and that some things didn't function as planned because of the magnitude of the attacks. But he said firefighters and police did work together, and as a result, many thousands of lives were saved.
So our anger should clearly be directed, and the blame should clearly be directed at one source and one source alone, the terrorists who killed our loved ones.
But his remarks drew angry outbursts from the audience at the New School University in Manhattan, only a short distance from the World Trade Center site. Many relatives of 9/11 victims were among the several hundred spectators. They say they're increasingly frustrated that many of their questions about what happened on 9/11 haven't been answered.
I have
and one of us on the panel.
Must,
just one of us on that panel.
I would ask you all, please.
Just one of us on that panel.
Understand your feelings.
Family members say they're upset that more wasn't done to ensure that police and firefighters could communicate with each other and that there were limited plans to deal with such a huge attack, even though intelligence officials were warning that terrorist groups were planning to launch a big one. Commissioner Tim Romer asked Giuliani about those intelligence reports.
Why didn't we get better communication of this spike in warning in the spring and summer with a likely target, New York, to help you a little bit more, if possible?
If that information had been given to us or more warnings had been given in the summer of 2001, I can't honestly tell you we would have done anything differently.
Giuliani said that city agencies had trained for years on how to respond to terrorist attacks, but he said officials were more concerned at the time about the possibility of a suicide bombing or a biological or chemical attack. Other city officials told the panel that they just didn't conceive of the possibility that planes would crash into the Twin Towers. The commission has been looking into problems throughout the government that may have led to the nation's failure to detect and prevent the terrorist plot. Commissioner Jim Thompson told Giuliani that the purpose is not to point fingers.
We're not engaged in a search for villains. We're engaged in two things. One, what actually happened, as best we can determine it? And two, what lessons can we learn from what happened and the response to it?
So far, the commission said in a statement released yesterday, it's learned from this week's hearings that evacuation procedures at the World Trade Center were inadequate, that 911 operators were out of the loop and couldn't give good advice to those trapped in the towers, and that poor communications overall prevented those in charge from making the best decisions. Pam Fessler, NPR News, New York.